Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. It's about to get salty in here because I'm about to do the top five fast food french fries.
I love a good salty fry.
Dude.
I'm not going to lie.
I thought you were going a completely different direction, so kudos to you. I was like, what are you about to say that's about to irritate me or irritate Bo or make us come to blows in here? Like, what is it? And then you're just talking about your french fries.
My french fries. So,
don't forget,
kudos.
You said that the show was my oyster earlier. So we've got
I shouldn't have said that, should I?
We've got to talk about the left tackle screen.
You never go full squid billion here.
Let's go first with Lane Kiffin and Whit Weeks. We did talk yesterday about how Ole Miss beat LSU 24-19. Now, in his post-game interview, Lane said he was looking for his daughter's boyfriend, Whit Weeks, to see if they covered the over.
Yeah, dude. Did they? I don't think they did. I don't think it was as comfortable as Lane would have loved to have had it.
I think Lane just winning was comfortable for him.
Yeah, I agree.
Mike, we're both way too young in our parenthood to know this, like, and to understand. But do you think, like, I have to think that Lane Kiffin likes Whit Weeks, or he wouldn't be doing the back and forth thing, like, because. It's not really a joking matter, is it?
No.
I mean, it is, but it isn't.
It doesn't strike me as, like, it's not her first boyfriend. Obviously, and I think Lane probably just watching him on tape. Whit Weeks is a really good football player.
Oh, so you think that's it? He's like, well, he's a good football player.
Well, I don't know how much they interact other than that. I mean, they just started kind of dating, so I don't know.
Well,
you know, I don't know that Whit Weeks has been, like, you know, in Oxford a bunch.
How long do you date someone before you go public? When you're in the public eye like that,
because
you have to know it's solid.
I have to believe with her being a quote-unquote influencer or whatever she is, where she does all these videos, and him being such a public figure,
yeah.
I have to believe that it felt next to impossible for her to wait more than like 2 weeks. Don't you just know that she was like, oh my God, this is going to be the most incredible content ever?
I don't know. I feel like it would take longer than that.
Yeah, maybe.
You don't want to be laughed at.
I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, do you, like, I mean, this could have went on for a while. I mean, they're college kids.
You're giving her way too much credit.
First off, it's weird to me that she's an adult dating or a college student dating. Because I remember when they were at Tennessee and, you know, Lane and his wife and they had the young kids. Like, I remember when Lane Kiffin was the head coach of Tennessee and it was just like, that was like, 17 years ago now. So it's just weird that, you know, his family's grown to this point, but Lane Kiffin's old enough.
Can we get a weekly temperature take from Florida fans on how they feel about Lane Kiffin?
I don't know. The internets are just did we talk about that on this show? That I think we talked about it Friday. I can't remember. Everything's a blur, but the rumor mill is that they were going to hire him last October.
Mm-hmm.
Like the boosters had the buyout for Napier, and they had arranged a meeting with Kiffin to offer him the job, and Scott Strickland, the AD, shut it down.
Yeah.
Speaking of Florida, they played Texas this week in Gainesville. Dallas Wilson, the five-star freshman receiver who went to Oregon and then was there for literally 2 days. You know, he was there shorter than most of Landry Kiffin's relationships, and then boom, he's like out the door, and he goes to Florida and transfers.
Wow. What?
He's going to make his debut finally. He's been hurt all year.
I'm sure that'll go well.
Well, apparently Napier goes out in the press conference. And, I see a look in DJ Lagway's eyes that I haven't seen. Well, that's great, Billy. Go win a freaking game.
Well, Bo, the next 3 minutes of the show are your oyster. Go ahead and sound off.
Mike, there's been a play I've been dying to talk to you about.
Whoa, what's that?
Alabama, as Carl Duke says, and Georgia are playing. And it's the end of the first half, and they threw a screen pass to Caden Proctor.
Yes.
Speaking of guys who is a flip-flopper, who likes to leave and come back and leave again. Dude, how did they set it up, and how did they pull this off?
Well, first and foremost, what you got to know about this is they did this formation earlier in the game, and Bama was forced to call a timeout. I don't know if it was a 4th-and-1, 3rd-and-1, something like that. Big play in the first quarter, and Caden Proctor lines up out wide, and he comes in motion back towards the formation. Kind of spicy to think about because that means there's something else in the arsenal with him out there. They didn't get a chance to run the play. As soon as he comes in motion, Ty Simpson calls a timeout. He's like, yeah, this is not going to work. But, yeah, it looked like they kind of put this play in, and I think it from listening to Herb Street talk about it during the game, Holly Rowe, and then Ryan Grubb's presser yesterday, it was like they put the play in almost as a joking matter, and he essentially told the guys that were blocking, which I think it was Jim Miller and Jeremy Bernard, if I'm not mistaken, told the guys blocking, he was like, if y'all mess this up one time, we will never run this play. You understand that. If y'all just go out there and practice one time, whiff on a block, don't give 100%. If he drops the ball, whatever it is, if the throw's bad, we will never run this play. And he said every single time, ran it like 8 times in practice, and every single time it looked great. And he was like, all right, I guess we're going to call this play. The only disappointing thing for me is that 360-pound Caden Proctor was trying to read his blocks. Like, nah, dude.
Just go.
Just go.
Just run him over.
Nobody's going to tackle you, dude. Just keep going.
Caden Proctor is 6'7", 365. Mike played tight end for a year and a half with the Falcons at 6'6", 305.
Yeah, a little lighter than that. We had to lighten the drawers a little bit with the, playing a little tight end. So it was like 297, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Because you played. Yeah. Your playing weight at when you were an offensive lineman was 6'6", 305.
Yes.
Okay. And I know that, but well, I guess that, and I asked that double down because Amy asked me the other day, we were on a trip. She's like, how big was Mike when he was played? Like, what was his, and I was like, because we were talking about, who I do the show with her family. So that's how I came. I was like, I think 305 is right. But anyways, this is almost the essential of Varsity Blues Billy Bob, where he's like, oh, is this a play where I run downfield and that loss?
Yeah. That's so good. Yeah, it was. I thought that was really, really a cool wrinkle, man. Anytime you get a chance to do something like that. Our left tackle when I was in college, Andre Smith scored a touchdown on a throwback play, like a rollout throwback lateral, which was cool.
And then he gave the worst workout film the NFL has ever seen.
You just have to. Why do you always have to do that? You know what I mean?
Like it's the only thing I think of when I think of Andre Smith.
I don't know. I don't know why you have to do that about my friends, man. Just keep that to yourself.
Oh, your friends.
Yeah.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. There's going to be so much debate about this Top 5 Friday because it is the Top 5 fast food French fries. Bo is already raising his hand. I have not even said one location.
She's gonna lose it on you before.
I just got one question. I know you are too.
I might.
I should probably leave for a week. are there subdivisions? Like, are curly fries still considered regular French fries?
Man, it's subdivisions.
Are these?
Are you abbreviated?
Subdivisions. What? Neighborhoods.
So. Yeah. A French fry is a French fry. Curly, waffle, they're all in there, okay?
Tater tots, hash
fried
browns.
Potatoes,
the
yeah.
two honorable mentions are not in the top five because they do not count as French fries.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
So the honorable mentions are KFC's potato wedges.
Oh, that's a good call. Those are very good. I've had those.
Those are so good.
Yep.
And then the Dunkin' Donuts hash browns. Should not be as good as they are, but they are amazing. Have a little bit of spice to them. A little bit of season. I know you're getting the donuts when you go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Never
I know
had
you
them.
Are. You
Never
need
had
to
them.
Try them. Get some snack and bacon and get the hash browns.
Is there anything, is there such thing as a vegan donut? That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, there are places where you can get that. Whole Foods, you got to seek that
All right,
kind
yeah,
of stuff
I'm
out.
Sorry. All right, go ahead, sorry.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming in at number five, Dylan, hit it.
Number five.
Now, had this been a couple years ago, number five wouldn't even make the list because they had a different formula. If you didn't get them directly from the air, from the fryer, it just wasn't going to hit your fancy. But then a couple years ago, they changed things up.
Introducing Wendy's new fries. Guaranteed hot and crispy, or we'll replace them.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, they made new fries.
Oh, I do kind of remember this.
Yes, they're new crispy hot extra fries.
Yes.
And if you don't like them, you can take them back, and they'll give you more.
All right, I'm on board with this.
I always like Wendy's fries. So,
yeah, I'm on board with this.
I agree that they should be on here. Probably a little low, but I've always loved their fries.
Five's a little stressful. Now I'm stressed.
Still a little sticking point in the McCauley household that someone went and tried them without me.
Wow.
Wait a minute. We got to try these together.
Was it Han or Chewy?
It was Mr. McCauley. All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Chick-fil-A. Every time you need a change up from the traditional fry, maybe a different shape, maybe a little extra potato. Maybe some of the best sweet tea in all of Georgia. Let's play the music just so we can get the feel for it. Doesn't it make you want some waffle fries right now?
Yeah, I would debate you on the sweet tea.
I'm very concerned right now.
But the waffle fries, I remember the first time I had a waffle fry.
Four.
Changed my life forever.
Four.
A so waffle really. Fry changed your life forever?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I never had a French fry that was webbed.
Four. Four.
Well, and the thing is with waffle fries, they're difficult to get great. And Chick-fil-A does that because you got to cook it. You got to make sure they're crispy but still have a lot of potatoes. So I enjoy the Chick-fil-A fry quite a bit.
The Lord's fry.
Okay, number three. This is where it's going to get super salty.
Number three.
This is the one you're all waiting for. Go ahead and play it, Dylan.
To the people who reach into a carton of warm, crispy, golden, perfectly salted McDonald's world-famous fries and return with just one. Who are you, and how do you do that? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It is McDonald's. Now, I know McDonald's fries are the best.
Mm-hmm. They're the OG.
They are the best. Like, we all understand that. They're the umbrella. They're the best fry on the market.
So how are they three?
They're just some accessories to the top two we got to talk about.
What?
But I say McDonald's comes in number three. I know it doesn't make sense, but maybe it will fill up. Go ahead, Dylan.
Real quick, so you can keep going. I agree with Allie on this, and I'm going to save the reason until afterwards,
You're like pre-cosigning.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I think I understand her reasoning with this.
I'm not trying to be hateful or come at you, but I think you so co-signing on one of her lists doesn't do her any good. It doesn't help her.
I might actually take my points down a little bit.
He's been strong lately. I'm not going to let him do that to you.
McDonald's is the OG fry. Every time I was sick as a kid on the way home from the doctor, stop by McDonald's and get the fries. The salt, this perfect amount of salt. Oh,
the
so
Coke,
good.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, so number two doesn't have any audio, but we can hit the big voice number two.
Number two.
This is Cheeseburger Bobby's. This is the one that's a little bit off the beaten path here. So they have locations in Cartersville, Cumming, Flowery Branch, Hiram, Marietta, Peachtree
one
Corners, and
Flowery
and
Branch used to catch these hands all the time.
Okay.
Never been.
And Sandy Springs.
Here's the accessory portion to my fry debate, because Cheeseburger Bobby's has amazing fries. They're just like Burger King's fries. However, they have a seasoning bar. You can put on the jalapeno, the salt and vinegar, ranch, barbecue, Cajun, and celery salt. Yeah. So you basically get like seven different kinds of fries.
This is the French fry version of somebody. Like, you ever been to, I can't remember whose wedding I went to, but they had a mashed potato bar. That, this is exactly what that
exactly
is.
Exactly that. What that is. Yes, exactly
okay.
that.
Okay, I might have rescued things right there because I was very concerned after the first thing. Very concerned.
All
Cheeseburger
right.
Bobby's very sneaky, though. Very
it's,
sneaky.
You have to try it if you have not tried it. I realize okay. it's an OTP thing, Dylan, so you got to, you know, leave ITP to go try them sometime. Okay, number one, hit the big voice, guy.
Number one.
You cannot argue with a curly fry.
Oh, snap.
Arby's goes out of its way, though, to keep people like me who don't eat meat from coming through their door. They actually have a We Have the Meats campaign, and it was to keep people like me out the door.
Arby's, we have the meat.
But if loving you is wrong, Arby's, I don't want to be right.
I can't argue with Arby's being up there, man. I'm telling you something.
Man.
Hey, can I ask you, do you...
I don't hear that commercial and think Allie Mac. I don't hear that commercial and think Allie Mac.
Well, I bet you do now, though. You're not going to hear it now. It's like, I know the only vegan I really know goes to Arby's for the fries. Do you dip it in Arby's sauce?
Have to, man.
Oh, yes.
You have to.
I buy Arby's sauce. I literally go
to
the store and buy Arby's sauce, and you can buy their curly fries, Allie. I know you know this.
I have them.
Mike, put them in the air fryer.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so
solid.
So
because
good.
There's enough potato, there's enough crisp. You get a variety of the super curly, you get the obtuse ones.
I would also say the reheat value on Arby's is good as well.
So good.
The reheat
That's
value
such
is good.
A good call.
So good.
Well, gotta take that
there's only
account.
One you left off that I'm upset about, but we'll get to that later.
But Zaxby's.
Correct.
Yeah, Zaxby's got a good
crinkle fries with the Zax sauce. Come on, man.
Oh, dude. Zax sauce. I buy Zax sauce, too.
Dude.
Can we also,
Zax sauce is goated.
Yeah.
Can we also put out there, though, there's no bad fry.
All French fries are amazing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Like pizza.
The only controversial thing about this segment is what I'm about to say is I personally think Zax sauce is better than Chick-fil-A sauce.
It's not controversial.
That's not controversial
at
all.
Don't at me.
It's not.
People I hang out with, when I say that, they come at me like I, you know, just like I have like three heads.
Man. That's their problem, then.
That's a baseline statement.
Well, if you missed any of the top five fast food fries list, they are all laid out in order on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. Feel free to add your favorites, argue if you like. But when it comes to my monies, going to French fries, my list is legit. Coming up next, we've got the good, bad, and the ugly from Sunday's game on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.